Good evening, everyone. This is the regular monthly meeting of the PNB Coordinating Committee. It is January 5th at 5:35 p.m. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm the chair. I guess we will start by taking the roll. Okay. Rika Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Alonzo Brown. Richard Uzel.
Here.
I heard Richard, yeah.
Mia DeMarco. Athea Wangaza.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Arlene Engelhart.
Present.
LaVon Williams.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg, here.
Okay, that makes a quorum. In terms of the agenda for this evening, there's only two items on it. The first, or at least on the draft agenda. So why don't we get that settled and then we can move on to the minutes. The first is to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. The second is to discuss the logistics of our upcoming PNB transition. So is there anyone who would like to add, subtract, or modify that agenda? Okay. Are there any objections to approving that agenda? Okay. Terrific. The minutes were sent out yesterday in the afternoon. Hopefully everybody received them and has had a chance to take a look at them. Are there any changes or concerns? Are there any objections to approving the minutes of December 1st? Okay, we'll consider them approved. So at this point, we move on to our main agenda item. I couldn't think of anything else to put on the agenda besides the, I guess, implementation procedure for the PNB transition approved at the Monday night PNB meeting. So just in terms of sort of structuring that conversation, and this is not necessarily the way that we have to do it, it was just an idea. I did send out at 3:15 p.m. Most of you should have gotten it in one form or the other, a couple of suggestions for maybe a procedure that we could follow. My sense of it is that the PNB has made its will clear regarding the fact that the transition will be not occurring at a January 22nd in-person meeting as scheduled. That meeting has been canceled and postponed to February, so that we will need to undergo our transition to the new board in January. I'm really open to sort of suggestions on how we do this. We could have sort of an open conversation, or I could go over what I guess I sent out as a possible procedure and see how people feel about changing, modifying it, and replacing it. I sent it at 3:15. Basically, the wording is identical to an earlier email that I sent, and in order not to bore people, I didn't send it twice to people that had already received it, which would probably be you. I sent it to the balance of the coordinating committee. I can go ahead right now and forward it to you. I think you would be the, to you, Laverne, Arlene, and so on. It's substantively the same set of suggestions. I'll send it out again right now.
I think that this is, if we're going to go ahead with what was decided, that the suggestions you have there and the necessity, I think, to seat the new board members in January, as the bylaws dictates, rather than at the end of February, means that we do have to have a telephonic meeting, a special meeting. It should be announced exactly for what it's for, which is seating of members and essentially the things that you've got set there. And they can then take it from there. I mean, that's really all that needs to be done, as far as I can see. As far as the technical violation of the bylaws that we're not actually seeing them at the January meeting, which is called for, which is an in-person meeting, Ricardo doesn't think that anybody's going to sue us over that, and wouldn't have much of a case to sue us on. So I think that's pretty much what we need to do.
Would you say that again, Tracy? I was so busy looking for your email that I
Okay, well, let me do this. Maybe this is helpful. George pretty much repeated some of what it says, but I'll just sort of go over what it says, and then we can see where we're in agreement and where we're not. It suggests that the incoming board should be seated by telephone sometime on the weekend of January 21st to 23rd, when the in-person meeting was originally scheduled, that the meeting should be called a special meeting, that the bylaws notice requirements for special meetings should be followed, and basically that says that it's 7 days notice, at least, with a specified agenda, and no business conducted at that meeting other than what is on the agenda. That agenda should consist of the seating of new board members, the election of pro tem officers, and setting the next meeting date. That probably, since we're talking about a 4 to 5 period of time, that it would make sense to have a full slate of pro tem officers, because we're not talking about 2 or 3 days, we're talking about over a month. It also says that the board should be encouraged to meet, you know, more or less on the same semi-monthly schedule that we've been meeting on, because the new board members should have the right to should have the opportunity to exercise their rights, duties, and responsibilities for their whole terms. And it suggested that Arlene might want to draft a letter to all the LSBs explaining the procedure.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
Arlene, to the chat?
Yeah, let me put me on after Arlene.
Okay. Arlene?
Okay, I agree pretty much with what you said, and I'm more than willing to get a letter out to the LSBs, you know, on Monday. I think that we should make sure that if we're going to have it that weekend, because it, according to the way I look at the bylaws, it could be any time between then and the end of January. My only concern is to make sure that the 5 stations all have selected their CNB members by the time of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we may need to do a telephone poll or something to find out about that, or send out an email to make sure that's going to have happened. And we could hopefully find that out before the meeting on the 14th, so that we'd have plenty of time to give 7 days notice if we do have it the weekend of the 21st. And I would suggest that as part of the agenda, and you sort of implied this, that we include schedule the remainder of January, February meetings, you know, up until the in-person meeting.
This is George.
Yes.
Tracy, put me on a sec, please.
I think, actually, that I should be the one to send out the letter. It's really a governance function. And we need the LSB chairs, or whoever's the chair of the delegates, to actually tell us in advance who was supposed to be seated. I've inquired and gotten responses back from KPFK, which will meet on the 8th. KPFT will meet on the 9th. PFW will meet on the 12th. I don't know. Tracy, do you know when the KPFA will be meeting?
KPFA will be meeting on the evening of the 13th, so we should know who our PNB members are 10 p.m. that evening.
Do we have anyone here from BAI? I haven't heard back from Alex yet, so I don't know when BAI will meet, but... yeah, so I think that that's it sounds as though we can set the date on the 14th, and it sounds like 7 days in advance for the 21st would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
The following weekend would also be all right, if by any chance BAI isn't meeting on time.
Yeah. That'll make sense. Sophia?
Actually, it doesn't even matter if they are meeting in that week, as long as we get, you know, as long as the chairs can certify who's supposed to be there before the meeting occurs, I think it's all right.
And I would add to that the fact that throughout the time that I've been on this board, that every station has been represented. So I think it's at best it would be that a majority as opposed to all of the stations.
I didn't understand that.
Arlene was saying that she thought that and other people have said that the meeting should be scheduled based on all of the stations having chosen their representative. And I'm saying that it should be at a maximum the majority of the stations as opposed to all of the stations.
Yeah. This is Tracy for the STAC. Nobody else wants to talk? Okay. I mean, my sense of it is that we had an in-person meeting scheduled for that weekend, and if the LSBs had not managed to get their delegates elected by the 21st, they would not have been able to seat them in person or on the telephone. So the fact that we're changing the mode of being seated doesn't really change that deadline. I mean, if they have not been able to complete their LSB, you know, their PNB selections, and they wouldn't have been able to seat anybody in person either in Houston.
Right. Right.
So in a sense, we're not really changing anything in terms of the timeline or the requirements on the LSBs. I mean, in a sense, they kind of either get it done or they don't.
And the only one which is up in the air is BAI, and my guess is that their LSB meets on the 14th, I think. It meets, let me just check. It's on the Wednesday. I thought, well, I guess that would be the 12th. And I presume that they will do it at that meeting.
Yeah, and if they fail, they'll have to try it again on the 13th or the 14th or the 15th. Or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, it is the 12th. So everything will be done by the 13th, unless people don't do it. And I agree with I guess I'm that we go ahead with the meeting anyway. I guess I'm agreeing with both Tracy and Fia that we go ahead with the meeting anyway, that it's their responsibility to get their elections handled and have people ready, and if they don't, they won't have representation until they do. So I think that's the way we should handle it.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like George is going to take on the responsibility of communicating with the LSBs about sort of what's going on.
That's good.
Okay. Well, that's a lot less controversial than I expected. Wow.
This is Richard. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You say here number four on your outline or whatever it is. That the board should meet the same semi-monthly schedule. I don't think we've been meeting a semi-monthly schedule. I think we've been meeting a monthly schedule, and if something came up, we needed to carry over, we would do that. But I think that sets a bad precedent to make them start thinking that they got to meet every other week because they might do it.
Okay. I mean, I'm open to rewording that. My concern is that they get to meet as frequently as the old board met, and that they're not, you know, discouraged from meeting. They're not discouraged from meeting until February.
They'll figure that out. They'll figure it out. I bet they'll figure it out. I just don't want to set the thought in their mind that they have to meet every other week, because they'll do it, you know. And then our staff will be doing this, and our staff will be doing that. I would just leave that off. You know, that's just not necessary.
That's
and
okay with me. Yeah.
Arlene? I would suggest that the agenda say, and schedule meetings as considered appropriate between, you know, January 21st and February 25th. Then we've left it up to them, or whatever date the meeting is in February 25th.
Okay.
You know, that would be an agenda, since we need to put the agenda out in advance. The other thing that I would like to ask be included is that we request, maybe even mandate, that everyone must make their reservations no later than February 9th. That means that everybody would be done with them 2 weeks in advance. And, boy, when I was doing some test booking yesterday, the difference is about $500 per ticket if we make them 2 weeks ahead.
Okay. So, all right. So number one change is set messages, you know, set meetings as appropriate for the period January 22 to February 25. And then the second change you're suggesting is new PNB members must purchase tickets by February 9th.
Okay. And number five, four and five you're changing on. With regard to five is that George is going to draft the letter to the LSCs, and I would strike the part about the check to FSRN.
Yeah.
Okay. George substitutes for Arlene. Strike FSRN, and basically I'm striking number four in its entirety.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other changes people want to suggest?
I agree with Afia on that FSRN thing. That doesn't need to be in there.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like we sort of have consensus. The things that are in the little paragraph that are in the parentheses are just conversation. Those won't be there. It'll just be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with the changes.
Okay. Well, finish your thoughts, Tracy, or if you're not.
It is finished. It just trailed off.
Okay. Now, shall we wait till the 14th to get the approval of the board for setting this meeting? I mean, I can call a meeting on my own for the 21st. I guess we should probably let the board do that on if we meet on the 14th, there's still 7 days notice. Just barely, but
rather than, I would urge that you go ahead and do it, and then that way Providence doesn't have a chance to wreak havoc.
Yeah, good thought of you.
Yeah, I mean, this is Tracy. I mean, one point I would make is that the board pretty much said that this was supposed to happen. So in a sense, this is not reversing that or changing that. This is how we're going to implement what the board passed. So it seems to me like we should at least, whatever the finished version of this turns out to be, you know, send it out to the whole board and say this is, you know, the plan to move forward. I mean, I think if there are objections or problems, we may need to deal with those on the 14th. But if there aren't, then probably better just to go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think the board made clear how we were supposed to handle this transition, but this certainly seems a way to do it. And if nobody else thinks that we should go with actually getting approval from the board, I can set a meeting. It will be a telephonic meeting, and I'll set this as the agenda for it.
I mean, my take on it procedurally is we should, you know, indicate what we think we're going to do, And if there's a bunch of objections or concerns that can't be addressed, then maybe the board does need to approve it. But if there aren't, I think it makes sense to do it sooner rather than later.
And if they are and they want to do something else, the board can cancel it.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly. We can cancel everything.
Richard?
Yeah, Richard.
Could you phrase that in a way, George, that would be, you set that date and then say, okay, this is what we're shooting for, but we have another, you're going to get final approval from the board or something like that on the 14th, and it could change, but it doesn't look like it or something, you know what I'm saying?
I would discourage that. I think, frankly, I feel very antsy about playing with these deadlines and creating tensions and hostilities unnecessarily. I think that we're saying that this is what, and my sense of the meeting was the expectation that it would be held on the 21st. And I think that we have a duty to proceed with that instead of trying to be cute about it.
Well, I wasn't trying to be cute. I've given up on cute.
So I would urge George to proceed in the manner that he previously described.
I don't have any problem with it. You're saying you don't want to get the new people coming in. Paranoid something, and I think that's a good goal.
Well, maybe one thing is, just as I said, you know, to lay out this procedure with maybe like a 24 to 48 hour waiting period.
What?
And then, you know, more than likely the board will make it clear if it's more or less okay, or if there's questions, or if they want to, you know, freeze the whole thing until the 14th. I doubt it, but I think that's a way of not delaying things unnecessarily.
Well, I mean, it's possible there'll be a motion at the board to go and have the in-person meeting at the end of January also, in which case it doesn't matter whether I've made the motion, whether I've sort of... The board can always cancel this meeting, and I think they can act that way. So, and I kind of agree with the fear. It makes more sense to just say we're going to do this, and then if the board changes their mind, we'll say, oh, well, sorry, well, we didn't do it that way. You're going to meet, say, a week later, and you'll be in person. But
okay. So just as a procedural question, should this... language that's coming out of the coordinating committee be sent out as sort of the recommendation of the coordinating committee, or should this committee just basically stay out of it and let the officers proceed?
I think it would give George some cover. You know, if he calls a meeting and then here's the coordinating committee has passed this resolution and here's the proposed structure or whatever.
How about the coordinating committee has asked me to call the meeting, and I've agreed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Using the, you know, parameters as a recommended procedure for implementing what the board passed.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think here's what I'll do. There's a lot of little language changes that we made, so I will type in all of those changes. And, you know, resend it out and just have people check that I got all the changes correctly. And once you guys sign off on it, we'll send it out tonight. And then I guess George can take it from there.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So do we have any other business as a coordinating committee? Because I couldn't think of anything else for us to kind of do tonight. I don't want to adjourn the meeting too soon, but I don't have any other content for it.
I don't have any other either. I just think it should probably be somehow the new board should understand that there's already a deposit made for a hotel and a date set. They can change that too if they want to throw away the deposit, I suppose, or move that date around. They could do that as well. But somehow they should be notified, and I guess that's easy. I'll just do that in an email. That's not really a problem.
I thought Arlene had said something about giving them a deadline for getting their tickets so that they will come on and not cost a lot of extra for the tickets.
She did. We could add the language about, you know, the in-person meeting is scheduled at the Four Point Sheraton in Houston from February 25th to 27th, and a deposit of XYZ has been made with the hotel.
Yes, and I could put that in. I could put that in the email I'll send out to the chairs. Do we have some, Arlene, are you thinking of some mechanism for enforcing that, so that people perhaps who don't get their tickets by that time will have to pay the difference?
Well, I'd love to have the board pass that, you know, that we won't pay more than the 2-week in advance rate.
Rico's on the call.
Hi, Rico.
Hi, Rico.
Hi, Rico.
I think that's a great idea, because I think people need to be pushed a little bit. Even if we don't enforce it too much, I think even the threat of it would make people actually take some action.
Yeah, I'm more than willing to talk to somebody that has an absolute family emergency or something else that happens. We've always done that. But we can...
Okay. Well, we can take advantage of our committee status to get this on the agenda on the 14th as the coordinating committee passed motion.
Yep.
Yeah, if someone wants to craft it, because otherwise, as new business, we'll never get to it. Could someone take a second and compose a motion?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Alonzo's on the call. I didn't want to interrupt.
And
Before
we finish, I do want to say one thing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to express thanks to you and to all the members of this committee for all the work that I think has been accomplished in a very efficient manner on the whole this year in putting together the in-person meetings and the other things that this committee has had to do. And so my thanks to everybody who has served. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you on behalf of the coordinating committee. Okay. So, I'm back at a computer, so let's wait on Rico's wording for this motion so we can officially pass it, and I'll start working on the changes to the procedures. And if I can get this done in time, maybe I can even read it out loud before we adjourn. We'll see. Okay. Incoming board should be seated telephonically.
While we're waiting, I'll just share with the committee the exciting news that I know LaVarn is greatly relieved that Amit started at KPFA today.
Yay.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
How was his first day?
Managed to get 3 of the 4 positions filled and on board this year, and the 4th is getting close. So that's, to me, exciting news. My goal was to have all 4 of them in place. Originally, it was September 30th, and then it was by December 31st. I didn't quite make that, but we did come close.
Good work.
Arlene, that reminds me of something. Would you stay on the call for just a bit at the end? I need to ask you about something at PFW.
How's that motion coming, Rico?
It's coming.
Type faster.
I'm trying. You guys can go on with something else while I'm just trying to clean it up a little bit.
Gee, in the old days, you had women to do that for you, Rico.
Oh, if we only had those days back again.
Rico, I don't think you want those days back.
This is probably true. All right, I have to stop talking so I can concentrate.
I'm sorry, I'm back. I had to walk away for a minute, and I just caught Rico's wish for the good old days.
This becomes
okay, so where are we?
Well, I'm typing the changes that you guys indicated earlier, and Rico is typing his airline motion, which we're going to try to pass before we adjourn. And
what motion at 2 weeks before?
Yeah, the 2 weeks before thing.
I'm saying by February 9th, it really should say, Rico, by February 9th or 2 weeks before your flight, whichever is earlier.
I was trying to write it so that it would apply to all in-person meetings and that it would apply to all of them.
Wonderful.
2 weeks.
That's great.
And also, I'm trying to put something in there that, you know, if there is an emergency, that they should contact the ED in advance of the 2 weeks and explain why.
Oh, very good. Yes. Excellent.
Or as soon as the emergency occurs. I mean, we've had situations.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah. All right.
We're had a death.
That.
You know.
I'll add that in.
Yeah.
I'll put that in.
But a similar circumstance had happened in the past where
wasn't someone creating a kind of an introduction to the PNB for the new people?
Yeah, we were trying to do that as a couple of different areas. We were going to use what KPFT had pulled together, what Bill Crozier, I think, had worked on. That's what we wanted to use, so I guess we still have time to work on that. Or maybe it was Alberto. It's only the girl could sing.
Okay, I think I won the typing contest.